Okay. Kochim Mizbeach Mitstarfim Zeim Ze Lemeila. Meaning I have different Kochim Mizbeach here. So I take a piece, and then if a piece of this, a piece of that, the Mitstarf Lemeila, if altogether I have a Hanosh of a Pruto, a Mamoyal. Or it's also Mitstarif. Lagavi pigul noisiv etomei, to mechayim with a kazayis. I'll eat a little piece of this. There's a few pigles here. This is a chatos that became pigle. This is a oshem that became pigle. I'll eat a chotzizayis of this, a chotzizayis of that. So it's considered a kazayis of pigle, and I'll be chayiv kores. Ulechayiv alei mishum pigul v'noisiv etomei. So all kochim is beyas. Kochim bena kabayis mitstar from zem ze limeilo. This should say the word lemeila. Now there, there's no pigul noise for tomei. Kochim berek habayis. Kochim berek habayis. There's meila. Stam. There's stuff that belongs to berek habayis. I use it. I steal it. Whatever it is, I have to take a pruta. So I take half a pruta from this kochim berek habayis. Half a pruta from that kochim berek habayis. It's mitzarev zilazer, and it's considered meila. Okay. Now they take out the words echa, and it reads better. Kochim is beach. The kochim berek habayis mitzarev from zem zel meila. I'll steal, let's say, chotzipruta from a kochim berek habayis, chotzipruta from kochim mizbeach. It goes to get a mila. Now, the mission is funny. He wants to guess right away. I mean, the Reisha tells me that kochim mizbeach, two kochim mizbeach are mitzarif. Then it says two kochim berek habayis is mitzarif. And then it says that a kochim mizbeach and kochim berek habayis is mitzarif. Obviously, that's the bigger chiddush. Once I know that, I know the other one. I mean, hashdi yesh loimar. The words right there, you have to fool around here. Hashdi yesh loimar echod kochim berek mizbeach kochim berek habayis tahay kedush haguf ay kedush hazdomim afil hochik tonim tzarf mzem zeh. I take a chotzi pruta kochim berek habayis chotzi pruta kochim mizbeach. This is dush haguf, this is hazdomim, and you tell me the mitzuref lemeilo, so fashteitzach kochim mizbeach im kochim mizbeach miboyer, that's poshet. Says the Gemara, poshet the answer. Mishum diktoni alo l'chayev alei mishum pigul noise of etomei. Because you want to tell me by kochim mizbeach that the mitzurif for the kazayis of pigul nois of etomei. That's, of course, not possible by kochim berek habayis. There's no pigul nois of etomei, kochim berek habayis, not a korb. So the kochim mizbeach, the kochim berek habayis lo iko, that doesn't exist there, lo iko ochi, mishum hochi ko poligle. Therefore, it's split it into two. It told us first that kochim mizbeach is a mitzurif, because it wants to tell me once it said that, it already told me kochim berek habayis is on mitzuref, and then it finishes off that the kochim mizbeach with kochim berek habayis are also mitzaref. Okay, now we come to an interesting mistake the Gemara made a mistake in what Rabbi Yannai said. I'm Rabbi Yannai. Machvarto, it makes sense to say, or it's a good thing to say, ein chayovin mishum meilo. El al kochim berek habayis va'oila bilvad. A strange statement. Taking at face value, it's a strange statement. He claims a new thing. There's me'ilo only in kochim berek habayis and in oila. I mean, it's against everything we learned until today. We'll soon see. Mother said it's a partial mistake. We remember something stupid said it. Why is he said this? Svara is interesting. Svara. My time, doma kro nefesh. Kisimol mal, nefesh kisimol mal, v'choto bishgogo mikodshe Hashem. Kodshim hamyuchodim l'Hashem, yesh v'hen me'ilo. Something that's completely to Hashem, then there's me'ilo. So what is that? Berek habayis belongs completely to Hegish. Oila goes completely on the mizbech. Except the or, but Tosfos says we don't care. The or is like a minimal thing. Avol kodshim mizbeach, izbul l'koyanim, izbul l'bailim. Kochim is bad. There's always a chelik that winds up downstairs. In the kochim kalim, part goes to the kohen, and part goes to the bailim. Even in kochim kochim, part goes to the kohen. It's an interesting thing. He's very extreme. He wants kochim Hashem completely to Hashem. Anything there's a chelik to anybody on this planet, there's no me'ila. So that leaves me'ila only in berek habayis and in oil. Like, we took him at face value. Now that's literally against everything we learned. I mean, okay, let's see what happens here. The Gemara is a bit stubborn. It takes a while to knock it off. But Tanan, this Mishnah right here. What does this Mishnah say? kodshim mizbeach mitstarfim zem zel mila. The Mishnah says if you take from this kodshim mizbeach and that kodshim mizbeach together, mila, whatever it says, is mila kodshim mizbeach. It's a Mishnah. Zok the Gemara midrabbanon. The Gemara is willing to say that it's all drabbanon. Next, the first Mishnah mila. Kodshe kodshim sheshochton bedorim. That's our first Mishnah there. Mayalin bohem. Same problem. It says kodshe kodshim. Right? Zok the Gemara. Hochanami drabbanon. Vaita midrabbanon. Okay? Tanan. It's a Mishnah we have later, and we had it actually on that base. We'll come back to it later to get actually what it means. But anyway, Tanan. Hanene min achatos. We said we're talking about achatos balmum. Kishi chayil imolat sheyifkoim. We're going to come to this later, that in Me'ilo, it's not enough to be nene. If it's a dover that's shayich apagam, you have to be poig, I mean you have to lessen its value. Now we're talking here about a chatos balas mum. So that means it's oimed for pidyon, it has domim. Once it has domim, has monetary value, then it's something that you can be poig, you can lessen the monetary value. So then, in order to be moil, you have to lessen the monetary value. In other words, if you have a chatas balas mum and you'll sit on it and take a ride, that's not me'ila. Because that's not poigim. It doesn't change the value of the animal. It doesn't touch it. You're a nene, but you have to be poigim also. But you take koche chatas, that's not a balas mum. Koche regular, a carbon that's a tamim, that's going on the mizbeach, that's not nitin lepagam. It's not a value, it's going on the mizbeach. If you'll take a ride on that, then you will be moil. We're going to come back to that in a couple of days. But Bekitz, we're talking about a chatos balasmum. So she's omedes ledomim. So lo moalat sheyivgo. Kshihi meso, then she's not omedes ledomim anymore. You can't be poided. Kem shenene kol shuhu moal. Good, whatever it is, you see meila by a chatos. Whatever the details are. You're talking about a chatos. And it says meila. That's a kosher mizbeach. Invite the midrabonon. The Gemara is very, not giving ground so fast. There's no, you're pushing me. All the makaris I'm bringing you that this meil in koch in kochim is bare. You're pushing me. That's a drabonon. And the nice and advo tanya, Rebbe Omer kol chelav l'Hashem. It's in Vayikra. It's talking about Shlomim. Lerabos emuri kochim kalim lemeil. Right. We hold that. We talk to God and kochim kalim. We said till the zrika, there is no meal because it's taknaka koch Hashem. If the zrika there is meal, we know it from this pasuk. It happens to be talking about the emurim of the kochim kalim there. Kol chelav l'Hashem, l'rabos emuri kochim kalim l'meila. Whatever it is, right? The kochim kalim. The makedushas mizbeach over here. Don't kochim mizbeach. Right? The midrabonon. So the gemara midrabonon. He just brought a pasuk. Kol chelav l'Hashem, v'kroko nosiv lo. Smach the Balma. The Gemara doesn't give up the ship yet. Okay, now we're going to break it. We had this at the very beginning, correct? Kochim shemesu yotsu midei me'ilu dvar toira. Kochim shemesu, once it dies, that's the end of Mila Doraisa. We had the very beginning of that base. What kind of kochim are we talking about over there? Zog the Gemara b'mai. Ilem kochim bere kabayis. Koche bere kabayis, you're talking about the sale value. What's the difference? It's alive or it's dead. It'll be a little bit less the carcass than an animal. But what's the difference? Nothing changes. Afilu kimei tsunami. Even when it dies, lo yehei ela da agdish ashpa. It's no worse than if it was magdish's garbage dump we had in the previous Mishnah. Le bere kabayis, lav, should be lav miles meila. Isn't there meila in that? Nobody in his right mind is going to say that koche bere, if you have an animal that's koche bere kabayis and it dies, it loses me'ilo. The me'ilo has to do with the value, the fact that you can sell it. Dead or alive, isn't it? So it's worse than a garbage dump. Elo koche mizbeach. So he must be talking about koche mizbeach that died. Koche mizbeach shemesu that died. No, the raisumi is bumila. According to you, kochim is beach when it's alive doesn't have meila. The kids, so what did Ullah say over there? He said kochim that died go out from meila. Meaning when it's alive it has meila. When it dies it doesn't have meila. If it's kochim erekabayis, it has meila when it's dead. What's the difference? And if it's kochim is beach, you claim there's no meila in the raisumi when it's alive. So yeah, finish. That's the end of that. No state mafurish that kochim is beach. So do meila in the raisumi. So what did Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah, of course. We're not throwing out 14 blog more here. What did Rabbi Yochanan mean? Rabbi Yochanan meant something else. Rabbi Yannick started with a pasuk: Nefesh ki simo mal v'chota b'shkogo mikodshe Hashem. He meant to say, from that pasuk, I would never get kodshe mizbeach. That pasuk says mikodshe Hashem. If I had only that pasuk, Ataka would have said this: that any kodshe Hashem in Ganzen, something that's completely miuchodim l'Hashem, which is only better kabayis and oilo, but all the other karbonas wouldn't be included in that, because it's a chelak abaylim, a chelak akoyanim. Elohochi ko amrei, debei Rabbi Yannick. My high crow, from this posuk, kodshe berek abayis shamin amino, kodshe mizbeach lo shamin amino. So where do we taki get kodshe mizbeach from? So Taisa says, explains, that's the Bible said more in Tmura. We get it from that posuk of kodshe mkalim. Kol chelav l'ashem, Rabbi Muri Kodshim Kalim is marba everything. If we had only the posuk Mikodshi Hashem, we would have said it's only Berek Abayis and Oilo. Once I have the posuk of Kol Chelav Lashem, which is marba Emuri Kodshi Kalim, I see that other posuk is not Dafka. I see now it's not only things that are Miuchodim Lashem, because even Kodshi Kalim have Me'ilo. So then already I know that anything that's Lashem, that part, has Me'ilah. And that we understand to mean Emuri Kodshim Kalim, or even the whole thing of the Kodshim Mizbeach. That's not Lashem. So that they explain it, because even the Chelak HaKoyanim that they get from the Kodshim Kodshim, that's Mishulchan Gavoh Kozochu. I mean, until they get it, till the Zerika, it is Kodshim Hashem. Now, why did Rebbe say Kol Chelav Lashem L'Rabbas Emuri Kodshim Kalim? That's really being marba all of Kodshim Mizbeach. So the Gemara explains it to her, because Rebbe Taka didn't learn like Rebbe Yannai. Rebbe Yannai in the posuk Kisimo Mami Kodshim Hashem understood that means Mamish completely Kodshim Hashem. That's only Berek Abayis and oil. So he needs the posuk of Kol Chelav Lashem to be Marba Kodshi Kalim and Kodshi Kodshim. Rebbe didn't learn that way. Rebbe understood the way we understood till now, that Mikodshi Hashem would include everything but Kodshim Kalim. That would be included in that pasuk. The way we were learning till now, that's called Kodshi Hashem. The fact, so he only needs Kol Chelav Lashem to be Marba Kodshim Kalim. Okay, so after the day, we're back where we started. nothing revolutionary. Rebbe Pasha made a mistake in Rebbe Yannai, and we're back to normal here. Okay. Chamisha dvorim be'oilo mitstarfim zemze habosor ve'achelev ve'asoiles v'ayayim v'ashem. That's from the minchas nesochim that goes with the oilo. All five of those things are mitstarfim. Let's say you'll make a kazayis made up of all five of those, it's mitzareif, like we said before, for pigel noisa v'tome, or for me'ila, a prut is worth total from those five things, there'll be me'ila on that. Now that's basically the same thing it said over here, in this Mishnah, but this one added k'nech over here, he could have learned, let's say is mitzur for pigel nois v'tomei. I have a shtickle. I take a chotzizai is pigel from this korb, and a chotzizai is pigel from this korb. I could have said that's only boser and boss. It's always the same min. Here you're telling me another chiddush that even if it's different minim. In other words, I had an oiler that was pigel. I ate a chotzizai is of the boser and a chotzizai is of the soilus, right? It can become, it'll be mitzur of the kazayis, or mitzur of the pruta for me'ilo. So now we have five things. We have the bos, the chaylev, soilus yayin and shemen, the shisha betoido, a bos, the chaylev, a soilus yayin and shemen, the halachim, because in toido, you also have the lechem. Now, Tosis points out in Zvochim that with the lechem you have to be careful, because the way we hold, lechem can never be pigul. I'm sorry, yeah, the lechem doesn't become... No, I'm sorry, not the lechem, the nesochim. The nesochim don't become pigul. It's machlok shel meyer and the chacham. Okay, Tosis says this mission is going, I'll leave it at meyer, that nesochim can become pigul. If not, you have to learn it's not talking about pigul, whatever. Okay. Now here we come with another mistake. Masnele Rav Huna L'Rovo, when he was learning with him, he didn't have in the Mishnah, that's how he had the Kabbalah, what Chamisha Dvorim Bo'oilom? He thought it was Chamisha Dvorim Bo'oilom. Not Bo'oilom, but Bo'oilom. When he learned with Rav, what the street says, Rabbi his son, whatever, he taught him Chamisha Dvorim Bo'oilom Mitstarfim Ze Imze. Which would be much, a funny expression, but it would be mashma. Always, that's the rule. Ba'olam, always. The rule is always five things. Amitzuruf, let's say for Pigalos, for Tomei, for Milo. Amalei, ba'olam ka'amrit. I mean, you're telling me, it, always ba'olam. Lo'olam, we would say, you know. Always, it's Chamisha Dvarim Mitzuruf. What do you mean, always Chamisha Dvarim? The next line in the Mishnah says in Taita, there's six things. It's a funny statement to make. The rule is always, there are five things that are Mitzuruf. The next line tells you that the Taita has six things. Voktoni betoido vov dvorim she betoido habos vachel vasoilas vayayim vashemen valach metoido. So we can't say zogim ba'olam. Oh malay, you're right. Tani ba'olam. So I mean, it says ba'olam. It's ba'olam. Okay, oh, it's the blood for mistakes here. But tanina lo d'tana rabbonon. This mishnah is the same as we have in the Braisa. Now the Braisa says, Oilois ve'emureihem mitstarfin lekazayis. Number one, lahaloison bachutz. Shut echutz is not just this week's parish, not just shut echutz, but haloa bachutz. If you're mala bachutz, you're also chayiv kor. State as oilo ve'emureo mitstarfin. Meaning you'll take chotzi zayis of the bosser of the oilo. Chotzi zayis of the emurim of the oilo, and you'll be marked with bachutz. You'll be marked with bachutz. You have cars. Haktorah needs a kazayis. The Gemara learns. Rashi brings words. Welcome. Says shtei achilas. Achilas odom. Achilas mizbeach. Just like achilas odom needs kazayis, achilas mizbeach needs kazayis. So you have to be marked with kazayis bachutz. So the kazayis could be made up of anything that has to go on the mizbeach. So that'll be in an oil. It's a bosor. Or the emur, v'lechayiv aleihem mishum pigal noisav etomei. Now that's what we just had in our mishnah. Basically, that's the thing all the time. That if you eat, you mafagel the korban oil. You eat the chotzizayis from the bosser and the chotzizayis from the chaylev. It'll be mitzurif. That's our mishnah. Okay. So again, oilus v'emurei mitstarfen lekazayis lalos mechutz. Ulechayev aleihem mishum pigol v'noiser v'toni. V'tomi, good. Good. K'toni be'oilo ein v'shlomim loy. So, l'chur the Braisa is limiting it. It says oilo, doesn't say shlomim there, right? So, the Braisa said two things, mitzurah for two things. It's mitzurah for haloas chutz, and it's mitzurah for pigol noiser v'tomi. Good. So, once I understand, in haloas chutz, I understand why you're saying only oil and not shlomim. Because in shlomim, the bosser doesn't go on the mizbeach. I don't know which is with halachas chutz. But, legabi, the second din of the braisa, that it's mitzurif for pigal noisa v'tomei, in that there's nothing special about oil. That's how Mishnah says, it's the same shlomim oil, it's all the same. So, bishlomo, k'toni ba'oil ha'in b'shlomim loy. Bishlomo l'haloisen b'chutz. Oilo d'kol ilhi mitzarfen. Everything goes up on the mizbeach. So they can be mitzarf the bosser and the emurim faktor aschutz shlomim loy mitzarfim lo mitzarfim. They're not mitzurif because the boss of the shlomim there's no law aschutz on that. It's not on the mizbeach. Elo the safe of that brayso lechayiv aleim ishum pigul noisa v'tomei shlomim amai lo mechayiv. Why shouldn't that be? I mean, why shouldn't you be able to be mitzarvik azayis of pigol from the shlomim? V'atnan, it's the next mishnah basically. Kol ha'pigul mitzarfim zem ze, v'chol hanoisorois mitzarfois zuim zu. And you can take pieces from two different animals to make a pigol. You certainly can take from pigol of the shlomim from the bosa and the murim. Why not? Well, why is the brisa sounds from the brisa that you're limiting it to oilo? Zog the Gemara, that's not exactly what it means. That, of course, it's with Surah of Sayyid al Shlomo. We're saying something else in this Bryce. We're saying like this. Ela Emo, Oilo ve Emureo, Mitstarfim ze im ze, Likazayis, Lizorek aleyem esadam. If steep the next few words, Uman Ktonilo Rabbi Yeshua. We'll see once. Let's just continue a little bit. Desanya Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Kol Hazvochim Shebetoyro Shenishtayim Mehen Kazayis Bosa Vikazayis Chaylev Zorik Esadam. That's the machlokes in Bosa in Dam. Rabbi Yeshua holds that in order to make a Zorik Esadam, you have to have a Kazayis of Bosa. If there's no bosser around, then you don't make zrika sadam. So kol hazvochim shebatoyrish neshtayim mehen kazayis bosser, v'kazayis chelev, or it should be, you can be zorik to dam. Kechotzi zayis bosser, u'kechotzi zayis chelev, ein zorik sadam. Why? Because the it has to be... You can't be mitzarif an achilas odom with an achilas mizbeach for the zrik. It's the zrika you need. Either there should be an achilas odom left, a kazayis bosa, or an achilas mizbeach left around, a kazayis chaylev. You have a chotzi zayis bosa with a chotzi zayis chaylev. Legabe this, they won't go together because you need. Again, this shtechilas business. You have to have. You don't make a zrika sadam until you have an achila, either an achila sodom or an achila mizbe. But they're not mitzarif. Just like lemoshel by machsheves pigul, they're not mitzarif. A person will be choishev to eat chotzizayis chutzlizmano and to be makde chotzizayis chutzlizmano. That doesn't go together. You can't be mitzarif chasam achilas beach. Oh, so therefore, to constitute bosor. To allow a zrika, you have to have either a kazayis bosa or a kazayis chaylev. Chotzi zayis bosa, chotzi zayis chaylev, ain't a zorik es adam. But, ube oilo, afilo chotzi zayis bosa, chotzi zayis chaylev, zorik es adam. Because in oilo, it's all achilas mizbeh, it doesn't matter. Mipnei, shekula kolil. So now, okay, let's finish the braise. That's what Yeshua has did. Ube mincho, afilo, Kulo kayemes lo yizrok. Okay, let's stop for a second. So what we're basically saying now is we had a problem in the previous braisa. The braisa said oilos ve'mureyem mitstarfim lekazayis for two things: falo aschutz and for pigul noisav etom. So we asked. The braisa says oilo mashma not shlomim. So in halo aschutz, I understand. Because in Halos Chutz, only in an Oilo can you be Mitzarev, the Bosar, with Deimurim, because they all go on the Mizbeach. In Shlomim, the Bosar has nothing to do with the Mizbeach, so there's no Halos Chutz. But when you tell me, the Mitzurif, L'chayev Aleim, Mishu Pigul Noisev Tomei, what's the difference Oilo Shlomim? Or Pigulim or Mitzurif, like we had in the Mishnah. So the Gemara, the Brisa doesn't mean, it's not talking about L'chayev Aleim, Mishu Pigul Noisev Tomei afterwards. Once the Korban is Pigul, of course, everything is pigul. You can take a shtigl of a boss, a shtigl of a chelev, a shtigl of this boss, a shtigl of chelev from another carbon. Everything's mitzur. We're not talking about that. We're talking about making it pigul. We're talking about the zrikas hadam, which allows it to become pigul noisav etomei. In the zrikas hadam, we have to have existing a kazayis of achila. So in an oilo, to make up that kazayis, it can be made up of bosa ve'emurim, because it's all achilas mizbeah. But in a shlomim, it won't go that way. Because if you have a kazayis, a chotzizayis bosa, with chotzizayis emurim of a shlomim, then you can't make the zrika. Because you don't have a kazayis of achila, anyone achila. So you can't make the zrika. Mela, it will never come, like the people know it's with Tomei. Disappeared. Disappeared. Well, as ein bosser ein dam, ein bosser yesh dam. I don't mean anything. Oh, but the end of this price is a bit enigmatic, shall we say? One say ube oil chazayin ube mincha afilu kula kayemes. Even if the whole mincha is there, Lo yizroik. What zrika? There's no zrika by a mincha. What's going on over here? Mincha mayavidito. What's retmendo? What are we talking about? What's that zrika? You tell me in an oila chotzizai is bosa chotzizai is emurim kemamachan azrika. In shlomim, you're going to have a full zayis bosa or a full zayis emurim. In a mincha, even if the whole mincha is there, you can't make the zrika. It's that makes no sense. The words make no sense. Mayavidito. We're talking about the mincha that goes along with every carbon, right? That business, okay? Now, I would think that since it comes together with the carbon, it's like part of the carbon. So I would think like this. I want to make zrika. There's no bosa left at all. So then you can't make a zrika. I'd say, yeah, but the mincha's still around. And the mincha goes together with the carbon. I would have thought somehow it becomes chad gufa. And the existence of the mikvah, of the mincha, should constitute yesh bosa and allow a zrika. Zog de Bryce said that's not true. The mincha, afilu kula kayem, is if there's no bosa, even if the ganze mincha is sitting there, that doesn't help me a kihuzet. And nothing to do with the carbon, he can't make a zrika. Okay, but okay, that's the Moses. That's the chiddush of the bride. That's the bride's means. Good. That truma, or truma's maaser. A truma, uchumas maaser, uchumas maaser shall demai. So truma we know. Truma's maaser is maaser min ha-maaser. The Levi takes from his maaser 1 out of 10. Uchumas maaser shel demai. That's demai is sofer. You buy from more. So you have to maaser it. So now you took maaser min ha-maaser. Have truma maaser. V'hachalo. V'habikurim. All five of those things. Mitstarfim ze im ze lesor. What do we mean by that? That if... let's say a mixture of all those five things fell into chulin and yesh bo kidei lechametz, let's say, or it has a nesinas tam, you can add them all up, right? And let's say you have shisha, you have, yeah, okay, you have 60 zeis of potatoes in a pot and a chveis. A chotzizai is nevelim, and a chotzizai is of another isef fall in there. They're gonna be bottled because you can't add them up. The potatoes will move out to each one. But if you have, let's say, a chotzizai is of nevelim from of two types of nevelim, they'll add up. That'll be talking about a kazayis. You'll need to see shim against the total kazayis. It's the same isef. You look at it as you add them up, and you need to mivatl all of it. So the way Rashi goes, like if truma, if it's enough to be mechametzit, let's say soor, if enough falls in that it can be mechametz this iso, it lasts it. So let's say you had it fell in there a piece of soor which is made up half of truma and half of bikurim. The truma alone couldn't be mechametz this iso. The bikurim alone couldn't be mechametz the iso. This piece, which is truma and bikurim total, that yeast now could be mechametz the iso. Stain this mishnah that the mitzarif, we look at it like one iso, and it asks. Also, lechayev aleihem es achoymish. And it's v'eidet b'shkogo a kazayis, you'll be chayiv choymish. Even though a kazayis is made up of two different things. Why? Because they're all considered one iser. The basic rule of thumb is, if it's one shem or iser, it's mitzurf. We're going to have that now for a whole bunch of mishnayis. Oh. Now, of course, you have to understand that you have to be careful because truma, everything is fine here, but trumas maiser shel demai. Is it the Rabbonon? It's not more than a Rabbonon, the Gan Sezach. So that's a strange thing to be Mechayiv Choymish on it. The Gemara in Bo Metzias says, it's a Chumra. We made a Chumra Trumas Demai, which is the Rabbonon, Shalo Yizal Zulubo, and we treat it like a Doraisa, that the Chayiv Choymish. It's a strange thing. It means if you ate, you tell me, if you ate a Gazayis made up of v'chotzi zayis truma, with a chotzi zayis truma smaisi shel demai, you'll be chayiv v'choymish. The truma zayis shel demai is not truma; it's a drabona. It's a chumah drabona. That's the Gemara says in Bava Metzia that shelo yizalvu also chizuk ledivrei, whatever they treat it like a daraisa. I mean, in the Rambam, it's really strange. What the Rambam says, which is true. Let's say you'll have a chotzi zayis truma and a chotzi zayis truma smaiser, and you'll eat it b'mezit. You'll be chayiv misa. The mitzurah for that also for misa. Now, obviously, truma smaiser shel demai, there can't be a tzira for misa. There's no the ganze zache is arbona. In the Rambam's loshin, very interesting. The Rambam's loshin is truma smaiser shel demai v'chal v'ikum mitzarfim lemisa ulachoymesh, the whole thing. The Mepharshim are quick to point out. I mean, this that he says misa can't be going on Truma's Demai shall demai. It's only drabona. It's not malgus. I mean, it's nothing. That's only the gabi the choymish. And that the Gemara says a chumra. We made a special chumra in that. Kol ha-pikul was yeah. That's loshin. Mitzar from lemisa. Lesser, well, a choymish. So they'll point that right away. Obviously, he's not going back on misa. That can't be. I mean, it's impossible. Kol ha-pigulim, it's tarfim zem zem. We just had that before. I think you should go pigul here, chotzizai pigul, chotzizai this. It's one shemo yitzah. It's the same thing as eating, if I'll eat, a chotzizaiis nevela from a cow, and a chotzizaiis nevela from a sheep. I'll get malchus for that. It's nevela, that's all. V'chano sorim, it's tarfim zem zem. Shtikol chotzizaiis noiser from this carbon left over. Chotzizaiis from that carbon. I'll put them together. I'll eat them. Mechle achilas pras. Five cars. Oh, my time. So again, the rule of thumb is, if it has the same oisa, it's the same oisa. So good. Truma, trumas maisa, trumas maisa, shal demai midrabona, and I understand. Bikup darayin l'chalam bikurim. Chalam bikurim l'chuz a different oisa. That's not truma, that's chalam, that's bikurim. My time, kulik l'truma. All of these things are called truma in the Torah. Gabi chaluk siv, reishis harisoyseichem, chalotarim l'truma. Chala hates truma in the Torah. Bikurim nami, ikur truma. You know, bikurim and truma are not the same. I mean, it's a different thing in Ganson. Has to be in Yerushalayim. It's a different thing in Ganson. But the Torah calls it truma. Where? Desanya, utumas yodcho, elu bikurim. So challah is called truma. Bikurim is called truma. Aval inoch lo tzricha. Yeah, the others I don't even have to tell you. Obviously, truma is called truma. And truma's mice is called truma. Arios man truma, not truma, whatever. And truma's mice is called demai. Yistam adarabonon. Das davachach nizogun. Okay, just read the next Mishnah. Kol anevelus mitzar from zum zu. V'chol ashrotz mitzar from zem zem. But here we're going to have already tomorrow. I can't say. So what's it mean, kol anevelus mitzar from zum zu? Does that mean lagabe nevelus? We have two aspects here. We have that Yechai Malkus reading Gazayis nevelo. You also have that there's tumas nevelus. Is this talking about achilo? Or is this talking about tumah only? That we'll see ready tomorrow.